Okay. Welcome to the Hopkins High School Advanced Orchestra. This is your friend Tim Smith, and I'm looking forward to hearing you play today to see how things have gone since I saw you last. Especially excited to hear the whole since I haven't heard that before. And as always, I will have things to share with you, and I will hope that they will be helpful. Anyway, we're finally on stage here. We're quite ready for you, and I know it takes a while to get things going, and we're almost to the point where we can start. Here's our jig from the St. Paul Suite. It's a very nice start, really nice unison, well-crafted, good shape, lovely dynamic change, and very light, very nice. Good. Make sure that the bass line sustains strong, but don't get too heavy in the bass and the cello there at rehearsal one. Good. We have to play those exactly the same length. D, 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 da. The three notes are the same length. Everybody in the orchestra is playing the same length. Yeah, relax a little bit on the dotted half note, measure 49, measure 51, so we hear la da dee la below then. Yeah, I wouldn't put a space there between 1, 4, 3, and 3. Let those kind of carry over, I think, a little bit more. Yeah, use vibrato, violas, use vibrato on your dotted half note, E. Yeah, don't stop. La da da da. After five, one, two, three, four, five. La da da, la da da. Long line. Don't stop your bow there. And we need to hear way more of the second violins and way less of the first violins, right? Build the octave doubling from the bottom, not from the top. Yeah, it's just a little bit too big, I think, in the bass line, during that whole section. Six, and then the section after six could be softer. Pianissimo is quite soft. You got a huge orchestra. If every individual commits to playing softer, then we can have a collective softness that would be much better. Yeah, it's just too much second violin at seven. We got to hear the movement that happens in the top part of the viola and the first violin, and not the static, non-moving parts in the lower cellos and the second violins. Yeah, don't slide, da da dee da, oh da da, don't slide between those, right? The chords have to be placed, they're non legato, dee 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 da da. Yeah, don't make that quite so short, the downbeat of the big C sharp downbeat, 170, don't make it quite so short, dee da 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 da, right? The rest is an eighth note, the rest isn't two eighth notes. You're playing an eighth note and resting for two eighth notes. Play D, yup, up, up, up. La, da, yada, na, da, 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 da. Don't invest it, little micro energies. Play the long line. Very nicely done. We heard earlier today, I think that you might have been in the room when we heard the high school group play this. It was very nice, and your performance is equally nice. It's just a lot going on. It was really, really a nice performance. So congratulations on that. Yeah, I think, you know, for as challenging a piece as that is, you've got a good handle on it. One of the biggest challenges with that piece is balance and making sure you can hear the voices that need to be heard, and the voices that don't need to be heard need to be in the background more. And the second big challenge is just being consistent about how you interpret the various gestures in the movement as they change through their characters, to be consistent with each of those variants. You're really demonstrating outstanding patience, just letting the music unfold organically. It's really lovely. And you're doing a good job of the balance of moving those lines forward and the transfer of energy between the eighth notes and the long notes. Good. I kind of like the slower introduction and the slightly faster at nine. I think that's great. It allows the melody to be a little bit more sensible in terms of expressing the long line. Yeah, I think we need to grow on the lower F sharp and then relax to the upper F sharp, right? We talked before about the disconnect there between the high and the low, right? As long as the first violin separates itself from the second violin by two octaves, then there's something that's got to take its place in terms of keeping the lower sounds more steady. Yeah, you've got to lift and separate. Lift. When you're rearticulating these D pedals, if you don't lift a little bit between those, we don't, from 100 feet out in the audience, we don't hear it. We just hear one long note. We don't hear lift, two. We don't hear the pulse on two. Yeah, the cellos and the basses need to take the energy away from that note sooner. Let it rest sooner. Just deflate the note. Just take the intensity out of the center of it and let it float a little bit more. A little more viola in that mix, okay? A little more viola where the viola separates itself from the second violin. We've got to hear that duet sound a little bit more to get the full voicing on the movement of the quarter note chords vertically. Remember, it's the long notes have to keep going too, right? Don't think that the long notes can be static. The long notes have to grow along with the moving lines. It's part of what creates the overall growth of sound. So the whole notes and the half notes have to grow. Basses, I don't feel like you're, and but lower cellos, I don't feel like you're contributing enough to the movement of the overall sound, right? It's harder for you because your notes are static. They don't move. So you actually have to work harder and contribute more. Yeah, relax a little bit on the accent so that we can hear the movement of back and forth from between one and two, three and four. Yeah, easy on the pickup note. Easy on the pickup note and aim to measure 46. It's a unison A, and then on the downbeat, then you voice that B minor chord, B minor 7 chord. It doesn't need to be so big on the A. It needs to be big on the downbeat. And make sure the half notes and the whole and the quarter notes connect so that you're not shaping individual notes, but you're playing the longer long. Good. Violas, you got to pump it up, right? If you're going to compete with the first violins, you're going to have to pump it up. Thank you. Yeah, I would play louder, a little longer, 1 to 457. Let that. Otherwise, what happens is you take the energy you've been building up below these mini measures, you take it away too soon. Let the loudness happen for a longer period of time, maybe for a whole quarter note, but at least for a really long eighth note before you build it back up. Yeah, we need to hear more viola there, more viola. I just don't think that the revisions that he did are all that, all for the better, but that's okay. Yeah, wouldn't it be great if we could get softer? I know there's a rallentando and you don't change dynamic, but I would put a diminuendo before 64 just to let it settle down and then regroup a little more. Nice, violas lean on the C. Yeah, that's really beautifully played. Just see students of your age play with that kind of patience. It's stunning, striking, really nicely done. So just keep working on all of those things, really, really nice, nice job. Whoops. Hopefully the bow's okay. Pretty good clip there. Maybe a hair faster than 104. We don't want to get it going too fast. Yum bum bum beam bum 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 bum. Has a little bit more stately kind of settle into it before. Yeah, you're definitely going faster now than you were at the beginning. By a couple metronome clicks, I think. Yeah, I think it's just to get a little bit more of the second violin in the mix at G would be good. Yeah, D, da, 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 D. Let there be some decay to those notes a little more. They're just a little bit too broad from the accents, I think. Yeah, it's that pouncing on that gesture at the beginning of every other bar. I think it helps to define the character of the line, the second and third violins in section at J. Yeah, it doesn't sound so off to me at L. It sounds more on the string than off the string first. Yeah, don't be in such a rush to get to the next downbeat of the big letters, right? Between one before N and N, one before O to O, right? Just, one before P to P. Just take your time and feel like you're waiting for that next downbeat. Yeah, be careful about stopping the bow. So, da-da-da-da-da-da. It has just kind of a, this two before R, it has a little bit too dry a sound there. Yeah, I know you have to pizzicato, but the note before that needs to be longer. Beep, oh, yup, beep, oh, da, 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 da. Right, we're cutting that note off quite a bit so we can get to the pizzicato on the lower strings. Yeah, I think that you can shape that a little bit more. Give it a little bit more shape. That'd be a characterful energy. Yeah, if you were to compare your opening tempo to this tempo. Right, so I started. I thought you started a little fast. And now, so we're in. You're almost to 120 there, maybe at 120. And then you started maybe at 108. So you definitely picked up some time over the course of it. I mean, one of the things that makes it a challenge is to keep a steady tempo, to keep a steady character of the line. And, just a little bit more feeling of heft and down home. Dancing might help that time. All right. Hey, thanks, guys. Really lovely playing. I'm proud of you all.